There is a place where everything that makes you who you are is welcomed and celebrated, where your gifts, passion, and purpose collide to leave a mark beyond your wildest imagining. In this place, you experience fulfillment by using your unique personal genius. Yes, it exists, to bless your family, friends, community, and world. I call this place greatness. How do you find that place? And when can you step into that season? Do you sit back and wait for an opportunity to fall into your lap? Or do you start knocking on or kicking in doors? When it comes to greatness, some people are full of potential but short on drive. Others are driven but lack direction. Still others have direction but also have debilitating fear and doubt. Many people I meet have potential, drive, and direction, but for some mysterious reason, they're still waiting around for greatness to just kind of happen. Maybe they feel they don't deserve it. Maybe they think there isn't room for them at the table. Whichever scenario is true for you, whatever is holding you back from fully living in the greatness God has placed inside you, I want you to know this today. When it comes to greatness, you don't have to wait for permission, but you do have to take action. You can't just stand in line and wait for it to happen. Take action. Picture this. You get all dressed up for a night on the town. You've been waiting for this moment for what feels like forever. Since this restaurant opened, everybody who's anybody has been talking about the unforgettable cuisine and sumptuous, senses-inspiring atmosphere. You're expecting the dining experience of a lifetime. You stroll up to the host podium with your significant other and request a table for two, preferably by the window so that you can enjoy the view and maybe enjoy being seen enjoying the view by people walking by. "Name, please," the host says in a cold tone that makes the "please" disappear into thin air. With a sinking feeling, you tell her. She scrolls through the list on her tablet and doesn't find your name. She looks up and stretches her mouth in what must be meant as a smile. "Unfortunately, it appears you don't have a reservation with us tonight. You are free to wait here by the door on the off chance someone else cancels, but our tables are fully booked for the evening." Your partner shoots you the "you had one job" look. You know the one. So you swallow what's left of your pride to see whether you can negotiate with the frosty host. But before you can choke out a word, another couple glides through the door. "Name, please," the host intones. "Smith, table for two at 7:30. "Right this way, Mr. Smith. We have a table waiting for you by the window." Your excitement deflates like one of those shiny foil balloons after the party is over, slowly sinking to the floor. For the next 90 minutes, you and your date watch with barely concealed envy and growing hunger as party after party approaches the podium, gives their name, and are shown immediately to a table set aside for them. A few other hopeful diners like you request a table without a reservation. They are given the same options: leave or wait by the door and cross their fingers for a last-minute cancellation. One or two groups join you in the tiny waiting area, squeezed between the wall and an exotic potted plant, but most head back into the night, opting for a less exclusive dining experience. Finally, you've had enough. At the podium once again, you inform the host that you're leaving. "While you're here," she offers, "would you like to go ahead and make a reservation? We're currently booking 6 to 8 weeks out." "Yes, I would. I'd like to make a reservation to celebrate this beautiful lady's birthday, you say, smiling at your date.